USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind. Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.